Andy, a bit of heartbreak there, despite a much improved performance, still nothing to show for it.
No, nothing to show for it. Disappointing, a little bit frustrated, but at the same time very proud of a massive effort from everybody involved.
14 wides though, 9 of them in the second half, that you know, tells its own story really. That's the difference between winning and losing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the bottom line. I'm not too sure how many may have had, but we squandered a number of really good chances at the start of the second half in particular, I thought, and ultimately that came back to haunt us a bit.
But you would have to be happy with the improvement. There was a big improvement from the performance levels from the games against Tyrone and Donegal.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Lads, up the level, and as I say, I have no complaints about on that front. Just a little bit disappointed, a little bit frustrated by the whole thing. Yeah,
a few misses in the first 10 minutes as well against the wind, which would have been key.
Yeah, a couple of really good chances probably fell to the wrong fella in the right place, you know. But. You can't blame him. He made the runs, he gets there, and he ultimately you got to take those chances, and that's, you see, there's one score in it at the end, and that cost us.
The killer goal, however, came from perhaps one of the least experienced players on the team, a mistake by him, Robin Clark, but he was badly lacking in support. There was nobody to give the ball to, really, and he just got caught, and it was the winning and losing of the game, winning of it for Mayo, losing of it for Meath.
Yeah, look, I mean, I think overall, you know, he's had a smashing game. He's had a smashing couple of games. As you say yourself, he was left a little bit isolated. Everybody seemed to run away from him, and he was left with very few options. And yeah, that's it's harsh on him, but it's a learning experience for him, and hopefully it won't happen again.
The free taking, Andy, it's becoming an issue really, without Mickey Newman, in badly need of a reliable free taker.
Not how many frees were missed today, Brennan?
Well, from 45 metres out, there were a couple of good opportunities.
There was a couple of opportunities from 45 metres out, but 45 metres is 45 metres. It's not a gimme. I get what you're saying. Yeah, I'd like to have someone like Mickey who's a regular free taker. But you know, most of the frees that we got were probably against the wind, you know, or from 45 metres out. So I think you'll find Mayo missed a couple as well.
Just the impact of the new rules, this is the third game, the impact of the new rules has not been as marked, or have you found it that way as well, that they're not having a huge effect on the games so far?
Look,
or are they, from your point of view?
Nobody knows the rules. It seems to me like, I mean, we start a competition and the rules aren't even set out a week before the competition starts. You know, they weren't even set in stone a week before the competition starts. We look for clarification on certain fouls after their own game, and the response I got back from the refereeing committee in Croke Park is pitiful. So please don't talk to me. That's all I want to say about rules. I mean, there's enough rules out there if referees would implement them on a consistent basis. And that's all anybody wants. I could see James Horan getting frustrated. I'm massively frustrated. I can't believe, you know the amount of breaks there were there in those 4 minutes of extra time. And we don't play 2 seconds of extra time. Dublin get 2 minutes last night to get an equalising score. There's a level of inconsistency all over the place, and they want referees to get respect. They got to show a little bit too.
And the issue of timekeeping really seems to be kind of highlighted in recent weeks. Is it something that the GAA really have to come down with a proper, sensible kind of solution to this? Because there's no consistency.
Well, you know, we've now introduced a rule where the game has to be stopped if a fella goes down with a head injury, and let's be honest about it. Everybody's told to go down. You hold your head, the game is stopped. That's what happened there today. There's nothing wrong with that chap. He knows that. We all know that. Referees are probably in a difficult situation in that regard. But he's supposed to play on. He's supposed to play on. If, I mean, that guy's lying down on the ground for 30 seconds, holding his head. 30 seconds. You get two scores in 30 seconds.
Thomas, to hit the last one over the bar, Andy, looked like a man who thought he was going to get another kick out. Were you talking to him, or did he?
I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Did you think he was going to get another kick out?
Well, the way he did it, I thought he was, yeah.
I'd say everybody in the stand thought there was going to be another kick out. And it goes 2 seconds over and he blows the whistle. All every manager wants is rules to be applied consistently. And then you know where you stand. It's one rule for the Dublins and the bigger names of this world, and it's a different rule for everybody else.